Jody Cowan. You're a producer with Hudson Mohawk Magazine, but you do other things.
I guess I consider myself an artist. So I consider myself a producer. I consider myself an editor, a father, radio personality. I don't even say that anymore. What is it? I certainly like to talk into microphones. I've done the podcasting before, and it's in the last year that I've been really more media minded. Find myself completely surrounded by it now in a way that feels wonderful to my soul, and I don't want to stop doing it.
You do a number of things for Hudson Mohawk Magazine, for the Sanctuary of Independent Media, but there's a lot of segments you do. Would you say you had a specific focus on the issues that you feel are important to cover? How do you approach the segments, and how do you approach putting together projects and productions for the radio station?
In the very beginning, when I first got involved, I was hosting. And listening to it, I was fascinated because it was wholly different than everything that I've done media-wise thus far. And when it came time to think about producing segments and what that would sound like, I think my background is really in arts and music on a level of kind of local tri-city, tri-state, and independent arts and independent music and independent artists and writers. I thought that my focus would be stick with what I was familiar with. I would just dive right back into what I was doing, 15 years ago. That really difficult. I found it really difficult to kind of jumpstart that. My brain was excited, but my heart wasn't into it. So I kind of went the other way. I think that one of the first segments that I put together was a rally to stop Asian hate in Albany. It was a nationwide situation that happened, and then a localized kind of speak out that happened. And I went to this thing and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go bring my phone and just talk to people and see what I can do. It was wild because it was kind of a somber situation, in a situation where a lot of people there coming out that were activized for the first time. There was people that were just coming out from the pandemic for the first time, but people were out and the park was filled. I was like giddy. I was like super excited to just be there and recording something, and the idea of producing something that was going to go on the radio and getting there early enough to see all the other media people there. I had to like tone down my excitement level to like talk to people because I was grinning. You could hear how much fun I was having, and it wasn't like a fun thing. So putting that thing together and then editing it, it occurred to me, and I realized in that moment that I could do something different that I wasn't familiar with, but I knew the framework of these tools, Audacity and editing waveforms and this kind of thing, that then encouraged me to do really anything. That I kind of like freed me to think about all the other possibilities of things that I could do. So I think the next thing was the Troy Farmers Market, and just talk to venue owners and people there, marketplace goers, and just being able to talk kind of nervously to 100 people that then made me feel comfortable to talk to one person again. I needed to go through these different steps and different types of interviews and formats just to get comfortable sitting down doing a one-on-one interview, which I realized I wasn't confident with.
Do you still have an interest in independent art? So difficult to try to explain art without having a visual when so much of art is visual. How has that been a challenge for you?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. What hasn't changed is that my interest in independent artists, like not stuff that's kind of mainstream media consumption, which I love and enjoy, and there's a ton of that I enjoy, from movies to music to whatever, but more of the localized version of that, peers of mine, people that I know here in the Capital District or that I don't know, but I might've just seen their artwork. I've been attracted to the idea during the pandemic of everybody kind of being locked in and some of us having the opportunity to create in a real way that we haven't been able to. And so I've been drawn towards other artists across all different types of platforms. Maybe have been kind of quiet in the last couple of years, or maybe have been doing whatever they're doing, but now have had this time to really shine up their thing and now put it on display in a way that's like really beautiful to me. So I find myself kind of gravitating that way. One of the pieces that I covered is the Albany Center Gallery. A friend of mine, Gatto, is a visual artist. We recorded together and did music stuff together, but he was showcasing some of his visual art. It was a fun challenge to talk to him and create a 10-minute piece of radio that was him talking about his visual art and what it looked like and where it came from. Knowing how he is with words, I knew that if I just kind of set him up right and just hit record and didn't turn the microphone off, that we could get this thing. It was kind of a two part setup that I had with him. And the first part was to walk me around the gallery, the Albany Center Gallery, and audibly just describe what he was looking at, including his artwork. And so we got some of that captured for the first part, and I was able to just kind of use that. The second part, we sat outside, and I had more of a formal kind of Q&A with him, asking about his influences and where, you know, where that stuff came from and what he was making and where the content of his art came from. And then kind of edited that into this thing where we kind of start in the gallery, then we end up outside, we're talking, and then we kind of end up back in the gallery. And it's like there's kind of motion to it, there's fluid to it. And, you know, and I got that idea, you know, listening to, you know, Hudson Mohawk Magazine, listening to Democracy Now, and how these people were putting together their segments and how much information you could put in a 10-minute segment. And if there was other sound effects, what were those sound effects? And then I started to see that there was an art to that itself, you know, just feeling like that was where I thought it was fun to be had.
Not only are you interested in alternative arts, you've covered gatherings, political gatherings. You've also done a couple of amazing segments, a Halloween segment. That was a special one this year. I really enjoyed that one.
If there's a theme as of late that I've been coming around with, it's been working with youth and working with youth voices and kind of amplifying youth voices. It kind of started with a workshop with the Sanctuary for Independent Media and their Uptown Summer Program. It was an opportunity to kind of showcase this to the next generation, who in a lot of ways had a better understanding of the technology than I had, better understanding of the tools. Just working with young people was always great and always enriching, and is just so much fun for me. And I've been a camp counselor. I've worked at daycare centers in my life. I have kids of my own. I have an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old, and I love young people and I love like their energy, and I feel like they give me energy. So this is, it's reciprocal. With that particular piece, the Halloween piece was a lot of fun. And Halloween's one of my favorite holidays. It was my children, some friends of mine and their children, and being with the Sanctuary for Independent Media, Hudson Mohawk Magazine, I'm now looking for all these opportunities, maybe get a segment. And, you know, with young people, and especially with this age group with 5 to kind of 8-year-olds, I was like, you know what? Yeah, we're doing this. If I can get them to sit still for 10 minutes, we can make this happen. So being able to talk to them about candy is something that is such a fun perspective, which is Halloween is like a children's thing. It just happened. Like I felt the energy in the room and was like, oh, I should record this versus I need to record something. Let me try to record this and see if I can make it sound good later. And I guess I'm still trying to figure out how to set those opportunities up for myself where I can be in the place where it's happening and the warmth is there. And I just have to kind of hit record. And it's happened a couple times, but it's been, it's not always easy.
What you've been talking about is 2021, basically this past year. What do you see happening in 2022? What do you think the responsibility of independent radio or independent news is for 2022? Do you see that we're still going to be strong and people will be even more enthusiastic about listening to us and becoming a part of what we are?
I'm very excited about 2022, working in media, in the sense that I feel like we all have so much work to do. I don't feel like I jumped into this thing that was waiting for me to take anything over or was, you know, but I feel like that now that I'm here, I think that there's so much for me to learn still. There's so much for me to do. There's so much for me to collaborate on. I kind of came into this with a comfort zone of ideas and ideals and impart that a little bit and to take on others a little bit and to really kind of embrace the, you know, specifically what the sanctuary is into as far as the environmental justice stuff is not something that I'm really up on. So I want to like get more into that this year, and whether that brings me into interviewing more people to ask more questions for myself or kind of guiding the audience through that. I think there's so much I personally would like to know, you know, if I can't hear it from, you know, my trusted media sources, I'm happy to be a part in getting those answers and working with people that are doing it. You know, just being community media makers, having this, then the community having this lack of trust or distaste, or they're just tired of hearing from the mainstream media, places that they're used to getting the information from and their sound bites from. And I think that they're just done. People are done, or they're numb to it. They're over it. Your neighbors, we're community members making media. We're trying to get the word out to people, and we're spreading information. We have information. We have a news hour we're doing every day with information on it. You know, listen to us. You can trust us. We're literally your next door neighbors. We are your community. We're in the thick of it.
We certainly are.